Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Guiding Lights podcast series. I'm your host, Joshua Kangley. And today we have another great episode. We're going to be talking about how to make long-term changes and building healthy habits one small step at a time. Before we do get into all that, I want to remind you that you can head to www.guidinglights.org. That's guidinglights.org. You can head there to my website and you're going to find good news, good quotes, some good talks, some good interviews, more information about my podcast, and really just a break away from the noise and chaos of the day and get a little dose of positivity. Guidinglights.org is your trusted source for inspiration and good news. And now something near and dear to my heart. You know, having a pet is one of the most wonderful and rewarding things we can experience. Pets provide love, companionship, they connect us with others, make us laugh, they're good for our health, and teach us to live in the moment. The only flaw is they don't live long enough. And anyone who's lost a dear beloved pet knows it's never easy to lose a fur baby. They are a real part of the family, and the grief and the loss we feel is very real and personal. With any loss, we all deal with the loss of a beloved pet differently. There is no right or wrong way. And if there is anyone out there who is going through the loss of a pet, I'd like to let you know about a song by Crystal Brown called Thumbelina. You know, music has a way of connecting with our feelings, helping express our feelings, and sometimes even helping process and going through different emotions and feelings. Thumbelina is a sweet song about the loss of a pet by Crystal Brown. While the song is referring to Thumbelina, anybody with a pet can relate to it. Give it a listen and show Crystal some love on social media. And then give your pet some love too. Now, I'm going to leave links in the description to where you can find Thumbelina on SoundCloud, on Spotify, and also where you can connect with Crystal on her social media as well. And now, on to the show. Building healthy habits, one small change at a time. Developing healthy habits is essential for a balanced and fulfilling life. However, the prospect of completely overhauling our routines can be daunting. The good news is that lasting change doesn't happen overnight. By focusing on small, manageable adjustments, we can pave the way for a sustainable and successful transformation. In today's episode, we're going to explore the power of making one small change at a time to create healthy habits that stick. Start with a clear vision. Before diving into change, envision the healthier version of yourself. Identify your goals and the specific habits you wish to develop. This clarity will help you stay focused and motivated throughout your journey. Choose one habit to prioritize. The key to success lies in simplicity. Instead of trying to tackle multiple habits at once, choose one to prioritize. Whether it's drinking more water, going for a daily walk, or eating more vegetables, focusing on a single change allows you to dedicate your energy and attention to that specific goal. Set realistic goals. Set achievable goals that align with your current lifestyle. Overly ambitious targets may lead to frustration and burnout. Gradual progress is more sustainable in the long run. Celebrate even the smallest victories to maintain momentum and positivity. Create a plan. Develop a clear plan on how to incorporate the chosen habit into your routine. Create reminders, establish a schedule, and eliminate potential obstacles. Consistency is key, and a well-thought-out plan helps you stay on track. Implement the 21-day rule. The popular notion that it takes 21 days to form a habit can be a helpful guideline. Commit to practicing your chosen habit daily for at least 21 days. Repetition reinforces the behavior, making it more likely to become ingrained in your lifestyle. Cultivate a support system. Share your goals with friends, family, or like-minded individuals. Having a support system can provide encouragement, accountability, and valuable advice during challenging times. Embrace the power of habit stacking. Incorporate your new habit into an existing routine. This technique, known as habit stacking, helps anchor the new behavior and makes it easier to remember. For example, do a set of push-ups right after brushing your teeth in the morning. Be kind to yourself. Embracing change is a journey with ups and downs. If you miss a day or experience setbacks, don't be too hard on yourself. Recognize that progress is not always linear, and each day is an opportunity to recommit to your goals. And lastly, gradually add new habits. Once your first habit becomes ingrained, consider adding a new one. Building on previous successes enhances your confidence and motivation. Continue incorporating small changes until they become an integral part of your daily life. Creating healthy habits is an empowering endeavor that can greatly enhance our overall well-being. Remember, it's not about drastic changes, but about focusing on one small adjustment at a time. With determination, patience, and a supportive mindset, you can lay the foundation for a healthier and happier life. Embrace the journey, celebrate your progress, and let each small change propel you towards a more fulfilling future. And now I would love to hear your thoughts. What are your thoughts about building new habits? And are there things that you do when you're learning something new or trying to build a new habit? What do you do? I would love to hear your insight and feedback on this. So go ahead and email me at admin@guidinglights.org. That's admin@guidinglights.org. Now I'd like to take this moment to just say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to my podcast. It's been quite a journey over the years, and I really enjoy it, and I hope you do too. I also hope that you have a great day today, and I hope this episode helped you with some tips that you can use to make some new, healthier habits in your life. Well, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Once again, and as always, thank you for tuning in, and until next time, I'll talk to you later.